弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我不知道你们刚刚听到傅弟兄的分享有没有一个感觉。
I don't know you have this feeling after Brother Fu has shared.
我心里面实在是盼望弟兄跟我们再多分享一点。
I truly hope that he will share more.
当然，重点不在礼拜一是怎么失败。
It doesn't matter how he failed on Monday.
我想的是主怎么在我们弟兄的心里头他恢复。
I want to know how God has recovered him.
所以或许以后有机会他能够跟当母弟兄姐妹交通一下分享一下主怎么样把他恢复到主的爱里。
Maybe he'll share later with us.
也那实在是也是我们每一次聚在主面前特别在主的饼杯面前的一个心愿。
This is our hope when we gather before the table.
就像刚刚我们所唱这首诗歌。
Just like the hymn that we just sung.
实在是我们很真实的一个写照。
It's our picture.
像我这样。
Like me.
主还爱我。
The Lord still loves me.
我们多少时候远离主。
We have stayed far from him.
多少时候我们软弱失败。
When we were weak and failed.
实在是主的爱再把我们寻回。
God's love has searched us.
所以我对我而言，我每在主日能够和弟兄姐妹来到主的饼杯面前。
To me, every Sunday when I to the table with brothers and sisters.
我的光景有时候是不一样的。
My condition varies.
但是我经历到主的爱却从来没有改变。
I experience God's love will never fail, never change.
每次能够和弟兄姐妹来到主的饼杯面前。
So every time when I come before the table with brothers and sisters.
主的爱就再把我们恢复。
God's love recovered us.
恢复到与他亲密的交通里面。
Recover us to the point that we can be close to him.
所以我心里面就被主的恩典所感。
My heart is moved by his grace.
我实在是渴望能够把感谢赞美来献给他。
I truly hope to offer the praise and thanks to him.
不在乎我们光景是刚强或软弱。
No matter our condition is weak or strong.
甚至不在乎我们爱主是不是像玛利亚那样单纯的爱主。
Doesn't matter, we love the Lord just like Mary, simply love him.
但是当我们每次来到饼杯的面前,
every time we come before the table,
我们实在是再一次的被提醒主是如何的爱了我们。
We are reminded of how he loved us.
所以早晨我的一个负担就是和弟兄你们一同来交通拨饼这件事情。
Then I have the burden to share with you the breaking of bread.
这也是初期教会弟兄姐妹们他们常常聚在一起实行的一件事。
This is the things that the brothers and sisters in early church they have done.
当我在思想这个题目的时候
When we meditate on this thing,
我心里面就有一点难处
I have this difficulty.
因为这件事情弟兄姐妹太熟悉了
Because the brothers and sisters are so familiar with it.
因为我们常常做
We do it often.
我们每个礼拜都做
We do it every week.
所以我们觉得说这件事情太习以为常了
So we are so used to it.
但是我话里面有一个感觉。
But I have this feeling inside.
如果我们经常这样子做。
If we do it often.
我们常常这样子来纪念主。
We remember him.
但是我们却没有真正得着，我们却没有真正明白到底拨饼的意义是什么。
But yet we did not understand the true meaning of breaking bread.
如果我们每一次聚在主的饼杯面前，我们没有真实的得着主所要赐给我们的那一个福分。
That we did not receive the blessing that the Lord wants to give us.
那实在是太可惜了。
That is unfortunate.
那就是我今天早晨的一点点负担。
This is my burden this morning.
感谢主，我当初初信主的时候，我是在一个浸信会的中国教会信主的。
When I just believed, I was in the Baptist church.
所以那时候呢，对拨饼呢有另外一个认识。
I had another understanding of breaking bread.
那时候呢那个聚会呢是一个月拨一次饼。
At that time we break bread monthly.
那拨饼的时候呢弟兄姐妹称为是领圣餐。
We call to receive the holy bread.
姐妹这个讲得很好，领这个圣餐。
To receive the holy bread.
所以呢他们就非常的把这个煮的这个饼杯呢就是很神圣的一件事情。
They think of this very holy.
这个心意是好的。
This is a good thing.
但是呢就有点偏差了。
There's some deviation.
所以我刚信主的时候呢领圣餐是怎么领的呢
How do I receive?
那就是呢在那天呢还是有信息聚会。
At that time there's a sermon.
聚会完了以后。
After this message.
可能就由教会的长老或是执事。
The elder or the deacon.
是要有一个特别身份。
They have to have a statue.
他们来主持这个圣餐。
They will hold the meeting of breaking bread.
而圣餐呢，在分给弟兄姐妹之前呢
，Before we share with brothers and sisters，
还要有一道程序。
There's another process.
就是要有一位啊神职人员。
There's a servant of the Lord.
就像是牧师。
Like a priest.
要来祝福。
He has to bless the bread.
借着祷告来祝福这个饼杯。
Through prayer, he will bless the bread and the cup.
祝福以后呢，弟兄姐妹。才领用。
After his blessing, then the brother and sister will receive it.
所以跟我们今天我们领饼杯是不一样的。
It's different than our way of receiving the bread.
我想到在天主教今天在天主教里面呢，他们也领这个圣餐。
In the Catholic Church, they receive the holy bread.
他们叫做望弥撒。
They go to a mass.
那他们是怎么领这个圣餐呢
？How to receive the bread?
他们还是必须要有一个，也是有一位神职人员。
They will have to have a priest.
就是要有一位主教或是一位神父
or deacon or a father,
他们也借着 念一段的话
they will, say something,
借着祷告
through prayer,
然后呢来祝福这个饼杯
to bless the bread and cup,
在他们的心思里头
but in their mind,
借着这样的一段话借着这样的祷告
through the prayer and the message,
他们就叫这个饼和这个杯啊，就变成是主耶稣的肉和主耶稣的血
They will change the bread and the cup become Jesus' body and the blood.
所以他们在吃这个饼喝这个杯的时候呢，他们是非常神圣的。
When they receive the bread and the cup, it's very holy to them.
因为他们是把它当作主的肉和主的血来吃来喝。
Because they eat of the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus.
我们知道这是不对的。
We know that is not right.
因为当我们这样做，就是把我们基督重钉十字架。
If we do so, then we are crucifying on the cross again.
我们主身体为我们裂在十字架上为我们裂开，只有一次。
Jesus Christ crucified on the cross only once.
他的血为我们流出，只有一次。
His blood shed only once.
就今天我们岂能够再将主耶稣基督重钉十字架呢
？How can we crucify him again?
所以我们看见，并不是因为我们一周一周、一个月一个月，我们重复的在做，我们就明白到底我们在做什么。
It's not that we repeatedly, monthly or weekly to do this that we understand the true meaning.
我们实在是知道主的饼杯是主所为我们设立的一件事情。
We know the bread and cup is established by the Lord.
它不单是一个仪式。
It's not a ceremony. It's not only a ceremony.
它更是有一样非常重要的属灵实际。
It has a reality, a spiritual reality.
所以早晨愿意借着主的话，我们一同来思想。来认识，来正确的认识，到底主为我们设立饼杯的意义是什么
？Through the word of the Lord, we can understand what is the true meaning of the bread and cup.
并且从主的话语，我们一同来学习，我们应当如何来参与主的饼。
Also, we learn how to participate in the communion.
好像我们每一次在主的饼杯当中聚集的时候
，So when we gather before the table,
我们不至于遭损。
We will not suffer loss.
而我们能够得着主所要赐给我们的福分。
Then we will receive blessing from the Lord.
我们先读几处的经文。
Let's read some passages.
在新约圣经哥林多前书。
In 1 Corinthians.
我们先读第十一章。
Chapter
11. 这段经文也是弟兄姐妹都普遍熟悉的。
Brothers and sisters are familiar with this passage.
但是我们实在是仰望主的灵来向我们说话。
May His Spirit will speak to us.
我们要读哥林多前书第十一章，我们从二十三节开始。
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那拿起饼来。我读一句，在前姐妹读一句。
Oh, okay.For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus in the night in which he was betrayed took bread.
祝谢了就拨开说这是我的身体为你们舍的你们应当如此行为的是纪念我。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
饭后又照样，也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。”
In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.
你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
所以无任何人不按理吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。
Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼、喝这杯。
But a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
But if we judge ourselves rightly, we would not be judged.
我们再读31节。我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。
But if we judge ourselves rightly, we would not be judged.
我们下一节要再读的是哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
我们要读16、17两节。
Verse 16 and 17.
我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼，岂不是统领基督的身体吗？
Is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ?
我们虽多，人是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the bread.
好，我们下一处要读哥罗西书第三章十六节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 16.
哥罗西书三章十六节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 16.
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理富富的存在心里，用当颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感歌颂神。
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom teaching and admonishing one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
好，最后一处我们要读以弗所书五章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19.
以弗所书五章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和赞美主。
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，你一次又一次召聚我们来到你面前。
Lord, we thank you, gather us once again before you.
主，我们向你何等恩待了我们。
You have mercy on us.
主，虽然我们常常是软弱，是失败的。
Even though we were weak and failed.
但主啊，你那不止息的爱，那得胜的爱，常常将我们挽回。
Your unfailing love and triumphant love had recovered us.
主，为了早晨能够来到你面前的恩典，感谢你。
Thank you for the grace that we can come before you.
求你再向我们说话。
We ask you to speak to us.
主，叫我们能够明白擘饼的意义。
So we can understand the meaning of breaking bread.
也能够明白你借着擘饼所要赐予我们的祝福。
And also understand the blessing that you want to give us.
所以好像我们能够配得来领受这样的饼杯。
So that we can understand and worthy to receive this blessing and cup
of bread. 让我们得着你所要赐给我们一切的福分。
So that we can receive all the blessing.
我们将感谢赞美来献给你。
We give you all the thanks.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们知道初期教会弟兄姐妹之后，
In the early church when they are saved,
那门徒们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
The disciples continue devoting themselves to apostles' teaching.
他们也都恒心的彼此交接。
They also fellowship.
他们也一同的擘饼。
They also break bread.
常常的祷告
and pray.
所以我们看见他们门徒们在蒙恩以后他们的生活
after they receive grace in the daily life,
只为了一件事
only for one thing,
就是彰显主耶稣基督
to manifest Christ,
就是见证主耶稣基督
to testify Christ.
所以我们交通到他们门徒们他们如何的都恒心遵守使徒的教训
We also see how they devote themselves in the apostles' teaching.
我们知道他们都在那里恒心遵守就是主的教训
They also devote themselves to Christ's teaching.
他们在那里彼此常常的来渴慕主的话语
For the word of the Lord.
他们来遵行主的话语
They obey the word of the Lord.
所以他们的生活在那里彰显见证主的自己
So their daily life manifests Christ Jesus himself.
就像我们弟兄在上个主日交通到那个史达德弟兄
Just like our brother shared last week that brother Stud
在他年轻的日子
In his young age
他有一次到了 F.B. Meyer 弟兄的家里
He went to brother F.B. Meyer
在那寒冷的英格兰的地方
In the very cold Irish place
他清晨就非常早早的就起来
He got up early in the morning
他打开圣经来读主的话语
He opened the Bible and read the Bible
当 F.E. Meyer 弟兄发现史达德弟兄是这样早在房间灯就亮着
When F.E. Meyer brother found that brother Stutz got up so early the light was on
他就发现我们史达德弟兄清早起来在读主的话语
He found brother Stutz got up early to read Bible
而我们弟兄读主的话语跟我们有些时候是不太一样
How he reads the Bible is different than us
因为当我们读主的话语常常我们在那里寻找主的应许主的赐福
When we read, we search for the blessing and promise.
我们盼望能够从主的话得着供应得着帮助
We want to receive supply and help from the Lord.
这并不是不对的
That's right.
但是我们史达的弟兄呢他在那里清早起来读主的话语的时候
When our brother Stud got up early to study the Bible.
他有一个心意
He has a feeling.
就是他恒心要来遵守主的命令。
He has a will that he wants to obey the commandment of the Lord.
当他读主的话语的时候，他乃是盼望他能够领受今天主要他遵守的命令。
When he read the Bible, he wants to know what the Lord wants him to obey this today.
所以我们看见我们基督徒应该是这样子来领受神的话语。
We see that as Christians, we should receive the word like him.
就像初期教会的门徒们一样。
Like the early church, the disciples.
我们定义来恒心遵守主的教训和主的命令。
Continually devote themselves to the apostles' teaching and the commandment of the Lord.
这样的主的话就能够在我们身上来变化我们。
So the word of the Lord will change us and renew us.
叫我们的生活能够来彰显见证主的自己。
So our daily life will manifest Christ Jesus himself.
我们看见初期教会的门徒们他们也恒心彼此交接。
The disciples fellowship to one another.
因为我们知道我们的神是信实的。
We know our God is faithful.
他招我们就是要招我们进入那父与子的交通。
He called us into the fellowship of his son and the Lord.
主耶稣借着他的宝血洁净了我们。
Jesus Christ cleansed us with his precious blood.
叫我们能够坦然无惧来到父神面前。
So we can come before Father with confidence.
我们能够与这位圣洁荣耀的神有交通。
We can fellowship with this holy and pure God.
我们能够进入这父与子那荣耀的交通里头。
We can enter into this fellowship of his son.
不仅我们能够与神的儿子有交通。
Not only we can fellowship with his son.
我们也应该与在基督里的每一位弟兄姐我们都能够有交通
We can also fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ
那是因为我们从主领受了同一个生命
Because we receive the same life from our Lord
这个生命是光
This life is light
我们乃是在光的里头与神有交通
We fellowship in light with
我们也在光的里头与弟兄姐妹有交通
In light we fellowship with our brothers and sisters
我们也在义的里头与神有交通
We also fellowship in righteousness
因为神是义
Because God is righteousness
我们靠着主的宝血得以洁净
We are cleansed through his precious blood
靠着主的宝血被神称义
We are justified by his precious blood
今天我们能够站在义的地位上来与神有交通
Today we stand in the righteous position to fellowship with our God
并不是因为我们不再会犯罪
It's not that we don't sin anymore.
而是因为我们的神是信实的。
But because our God is faithful,
他是公义的。
He is righteous.
我们若认我们的罪，
if we admit our sin,
我们认我们的罪，神是信实，他必因他儿子的宝洗净我们一切的不义。
Then God is faithful. He will cleanse all our sin because of His precious blood.
叫我们能够义的里面再与神有交通。
Then we can fellowship in the righteousness.
我们和弟兄姐妹也同样的在义的里面彼此有交通。
Then we can fellowship with brothers and sisters in the righteousness.
神就是爱。
God is love.
今天神也把他的爱浇灌在我们心里。
He has poured His love into us.
叫我们能够在爱里与神有交通。
We can fellowship with God in love.
也能够在主的爱里，我们能够与弟兄姐妹彼此相爱。
We can love one another in God's love.
彼此连结。
We can be united.
我们彼此交通。
We can fellowship.
彼此的享受。
We can enjoy each other.
所以我们看见初期教会他们的生活乃是恒心的彼此交接。
We see that early church, their daily life is to fellowship with one another.
他们另外一个教会的生活，另外一方面也让我们看见他们在那里呢，也是常常的来擘饼纪念主。
Another aspect of the church life, they break bread daily.
所以今天如果我问弟兄姐妹，那为什么我们每一个礼拜要来擘饼纪念主
？So we ask the question, why do we need to break bread to remember the Lord?
不知道什么答案
？Do you have an answer?
你有没有想过
？Have you think about it?
为什么有些聚会呢？他们是一年擘饼一次。
Why church, some church only break bread once a year?
有些地方呢，他们一个月擘饼一次。
Or monthly.
那我们一个礼拜擘饼一次。
But we do it weekly.
我们为什么这样做？
Why do we do this?
是因为我们想要跟其他聚会啊，表示我们跟他们不一样吗？
Do we want to find ourselves different than others?
我们为什么要一个礼拜来擘饼纪念主？
Why do we do it weekly?
我相信这个不是一个固定的说，我们一定需要一个礼拜才擘饼一次。
It is not a set thing that we have to break bread weekly.
因为我们看见初期教会，他们是天天的聚在一起擘饼纪念主。
Because we see the early church, they break bread daily.
那主要的意义是什在哪里呢
？What is the real meaning?
因为我们刚刚所读的哥林多前书十一章那边告诉我们
，In First Corinthians chapter 11 tells us.
主要我们每逢如此行
，Let's do this.
或者是纪念他。
As often as you do this is to in remembrance of me.
我们姐妹翻译得很好。每逢喝这饼喝吃这饼喝这杯呢，这边意思就是说我们经常如此行。
The English says as often as you eat the bread and drink of the cup.
所以初期教会的门徒们，他们就天天的来擘饼纪念主。
So the early church brothers and sisters they will break bread daily.
虽然今天我们因着其他啊的环境的关系，我们不能够天天这样子聚在一起来擘饼纪念主。
Because our situation, we may not gather daily to break bread.
但我们必须要活在那个实际的里头。
But we have to live in this reality.
就是我们要常常的保守在与主的交通里面。
We have to keep ourselves in the fellowship with our Lord.
我们也应该保守在与弟兄姐妹的交通里面。
And also in the fellowship with brothers and sisters.
当我们在思想为什么初期教会的门徒们他们要天天擘饼纪念主呢
？When we think why the brothers and sisters in the early church they break bread daily，
因为我们知道这是一件很特别的事情。
This is a very special manner。
因为当我们主还在地上的时候
，When our Lord is on earth，
我们知道主他离弃了天上荣耀的宝座。
He left a glorious throne on the in heaven。
他降卑为人来到地上。
He humbled himself and come to earth。
成为一个卑微的人
and become and humble himself.
他将他自己完全的为我们倾倒
He poured himself out.
他一点都没有保留
He reserved nothing.
他将他自己的生命完全的给了我们
He gave his life to us.
如果我们有一点印象的话
If we have any impression,
我们看见主耶稣在地上特别他公开侍奉的三年多的时间里面
When he openly served for three and a half years
我们主耶稣的生命他乃是一个给的生命
His life is the life to give
他总是把自己给别人
He always gives himself
他为了周围的所有的人做了许多的事情
He did many things for the people surround him
医治那生病的
He healed the
sick 开那瞎眼的眼
He opened the blind
他治好了那瘸腿的人
He healed the limb
他安慰了那伤心的人。
He comforted the suffering.
他所做的一切都是把自己来赐给的人。
He did all things just to give himself to others.
特别当我们每一次来领受主的饼杯的时候。
Especially every time we come to receive the bread and cup.
我们实在是看见主他如何为我们倾倒了他自己。
We see how he poured himself for us.
他毫无保留地把他自己给了人。
He gave himself without any reservation.
在主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
The night that he was betrayed.
主耶稣与门徒一同享受那逾越节的宴席。
He was enjoying the feast of Passover with the disciples.
主将这样的一件事情赐给了门徒们。
The Lord gave the disciples one thing.
他就是他拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”
He took the bread and says, "This is my, I."
啊、哦，为你们舍，第二十四节。
This is my body, I broke it for you.
主说：“你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
Do this in remembrance of me.
我就觉得很稀奇。
I was amazed.
主耶稣他没有要求我们许多的事情。
The Lord did not ask us to do many things.
他在这里呢，他给我们有一个要求。
He only asked us one thing.
他要我们常常的来拨饼，来纪念他。
He asked us to break bread often to remember him.
为什么呢
？Why?
我们的主是那样的大。
Our Lord is so great.
他是全丰全足的神。
He is all sufficient God.
在他什么都有。
He has all things.
在他什么都不缺。
He lacked nothing.
他为什么要我们来做这么一件这么小的事情
？Why does he ask us to do this small thing?
我想今天如果走我们
，If the Lord asks us today,
要求我们都要像玛利亚一样
，He asks us all be like
有一颗单纯爱主的心
，Has a heart to love him.
今天如果主要求我们像玛利亚一样
，If the Lord asks us to be like Mary,
在那个宴席当中，把那极贵重的真拿达香膏来浇在主的身上。
During the feast, we need to pour the precious nard on him.
我想我们不一定都能够做到。
We might not be able to do that.
上主日弟兄让我们告诉我们。
Like last Sunday, our brother told us.
那一瓶真拿达香膏是非常贵重的。
That bottle of nard is so precious.
是差不多一个人一年的工资。
Is a yearly wage of one.
就一年工资的那个价值的真拿达香膏。
That price is the labor of wage of one year.
今天如果主要求我们
，If the Lord asks us this today，
我们把我们一年的工资的那个价值呢，交在主的身上。
If we will place our salary of one year into His hand，
我们觉得容易还是难
？Is that hard, easy？
虽然主今天没有这样要求我们
，Even though our Lord did not ask today，
但我们看见玛利亚她那颗的心。
We see that Mary has this heart to love the Lord.
他把那个香膏浇在主的身上。
He poured the nard onto our Lord.
完全的浇在主的身上。
Completely onto our Lord.
为什么他这样做
？Why does she do that?
因为他认为我们的主是配的。
Because she thinks our Lord is worthy.
为什么
？Why?
因为我相信在玛利亚的心中，她看见一件事。
Because I believe Mary has this thing in her heart.
就是主。再过不久，就要为着他将他自己的性命倾倒。
The Lord will pour out His life for her soon.
今天主为了我们把他生命倾倒。
Today our Lord pour out His life for us.
今天主若是要求我们将那一年工资的价值来奉献给他，交在他身上，我们觉得难还是容易
？If He asks us to place our salary of one year into His hands, is that easy or hard?
我们觉得值不值得
？Is it worth it?
今天主他这样子降杯
，Our Lord humbled Himself.
他爱我们到一个地步
，He loved us to the point.
他要求我们一件很小的事情
，He only asked for this small matter.
就叫我们经常的如此行
，We need to do this often.
就来到饼杯的面前
，Come before the table.
来纪念他
，To remember Him.
这件事情对我们来说难不难
？Is this difficult for us?
我们能不能在这件事情上面来答应主的要求呢
？Can we answer to His requirement？
有时候我就在想，那这样子是不是我们的主实在是太可怜了
Sometimes I think our Lord is so pitiful.
他好像很需要我们来拨饼纪念他。
He has this need that we need to break bread to remember him.
哎呀，好像我们很怕我们这个忘记他。
He's afraid that we will forget him.
是不是我们主有这样的需要呢？
Does our Lord have this need?
我就想到啊，在当伯弟兄里面做父母亲的不少。
Many brothers are parents.
但普遍你们孩子可能年纪还比较轻一点。
Your children are still young.
在西南区我们比较多弟兄姐妹他们孩子都已经慢慢大了。
In the West Office, brothers and sisters' kids are grown up.
想要我们这些特别中国做父母亲 的人啊，我们的心啊，实在是真的是贴在孩子身上。
As Chinese, as parents, our heart is right next to the children.
从孩子出生啊，我们就昼夜在那里呢，哎呀，为孩子精心的来爱护他们，保守他们。
Ever since they are born, we take care of him and keep them.
就一转眼，时间过得很快。
Time flies so fast.
这孩子到了17、18岁了。
They are 18 or 17.
怎么样
？What happened?
他们就要上大学了。
They need to go to college.
那很多时候呢，这孩子上大学的时候呢，就离开家去了。
They will leave home when to go to college.
我就发现了，在这些孩子们离开家上外面上大学这些父母亲的当中
，These parents that have kids that go to college，
他们就常常啊会说同样的一件事情。
They often say one thing.
我刚开始听还没感觉到。
When I just heard it, I have didn't feel anything.
后来我听了每一个这样的父母亲啊，他们所讲的事情啊，都一样。
When I heard every parent spoke the same thing,
我就觉得蛮稀奇的。
I was amazed.
他们说什么呢
？What did they say?
他们说孩子上了大学以后
，After the kids went to the college,
离开了家了
，They left home.
就不见了。
They disappeared.
为什么不见了呢
？Why is that?
他们不会打电话给父母亲的。
They will not call the parents.
当然，一方面功课是很忙。
Because the schoolwork is so busy.
那一方面呢，我想是自由了哈。
They are free also.
他们很 enjoy 他们在大学里面的生活。
They enjoy the college life.
那父母亲啊，就常常会跟我抱怨一件事。
The parents complain to me one thing.
就是孩子们啊，从来不会主动打电话回家给父母亲。
The kids will never call them on their own.
那父母亲呢，就是那孩子嘛。
Because the parents miss the kids,
就常常打电话找孩子。
They will call in to find them.
找不到的。
It's hard to find them.
他们就说。
So they say.
这个他们都有手机的。
They all have cell phones.
打去都不接的。
They call them, they won't answer.
留话也不回的。
And leave message, they will not return.
更何况我们现在知道那个手机都会有 caller ID.
Even now, the cell phone has caller ID.
所以孩子都知道父母亲打了多少次电话给他们。
So the kids know how many phone calls the parents have made.
都不回的。
They will not answer.
哎呀，父母的心啊，非常难过。
The parents really feel that.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
好不容易啊，那个孩子打电话给父母了。
The kids answer the phone.
你们猜？是做什么
？Guess what they want.
大家回答一个标准答案，都是需要钱的时候打电话。
It's time they need the money.
或是呢，有什么生活中有什么困难的时候
？Or they face some difficulty.
需要父母亲帮助的时候
，They need parents' help.
这时候才接到那个孩子们打电话了。
This is the time they receive the call.
哎呀，父母亲啊，是蛮难过的。
The parents' heart is broken.
那父母亲为什么会难过呢
？Why they feel sad?
他们心实在是爱他们的孩子。
Because the parents love the kids.
他们实在是巴不得孩子们常常能够想到父母亲是何等的爱他们。
They truly want the kids know that they love him.
但孩子不明白。
The kids don't understand that.
这孩子当然就不打电话了。
So the kids will not call them.
不仅不打电话。
Not only they don't call.
就是父母亲找他们了，他们都还爱理不理。
Even when the parents are trying to find them, they still will not answer.
这是不是就是我们的情形
？Is this our condition？
我们的主是何等爱我们
？Our Lord loves us。
他要我们常常来纪念他。
He wants us to remember him。
实在是他自己降卑他自己。
So he humbled himself。
他把他自己的对我们的那个期望和要求降到一个最低最低的地步。
He lowered his standard and hope。
就是要我们能够常常来拨饼来纪念他。
So that we will often to break the bread and remember him。
不仅我们纪念他是如何的爱了我们。
That we remember he loved us。
他更是我们直到今天
He loved this day.
他愿意我们常常的能够蒙保守在他的爱里
We'll be kept in his love.
因着在他的爱里
Because in his love.
我们才能够被他保守
We can be kept by him.
因着在他的爱里
Because in his love,
我们才知道如何在地上行事为人
Then we will know how to be a man on this earth.
所以每次当我们来到饼杯的面前
Every time we come to the table,
每逢我们如此行的时候
When we perform this,
我们实在是看到当我们还做罪人的时候基督就为我们在十字架上流血舍命
We see that a sinner that he had died on the cross for us.
这是我们常常在那里纪念主的
This is what we remember him.
但是不仅如此
Not only that.
每次我们能够来到主的饼杯面前
Every time we come before the table.
我们心里面实在是被神的恩典所感
We are moved by his grace.
不仅他从前为我们流血洗净我们一切的不义
Not only he died and cleansed all our sins away.
他就这样子爱我们
Today he still loves us. Through the table, the bread and the cup.
我们能够来享受他的自己
We can enjoy himself.
我们来与他有交通
We can fellowship with him.
我们能够再来经历他的爱
We can experience his love.
我们再来认识他的爱
We'll know his love.
来看到说他的爱是没有改变
We see that his love never fails.
所以当我每次来擘饼纪念主的时候
When we break bread.
圣灵就将神的爱再浇灌在我们心里
The Holy Spirit pour His love into our hearts
让我们能够看见虽然过去这个礼拜当中我们虽然软弱了
When we see that in the past week even though we are weak
就像我们弟兄所分享的
Just like our brother has shared
我们虽然失败了
We have failed
我们虽然亏缺了主的荣耀
We have fallen short of the glory of God
但是主还这样子爱我们
Yet our God still loves us
他那擘开的身体陈明在我们面前
His broken body displayed before us
他生命所流出来的血还陈面前
His blood still
主不看我们的
He will not see our weaknesses
他不看我们的失败
He will not see our failure
他说你们还可以来
You still can come
可以来吃我
Can eat of me
可以来喝我
And drink of me
可以来得着生命的供应
To receive the supply of life
可以得着他要赐给我们的福分
And to receive the blessing I want to give you
弟兄姐妹每一次我们来到主的饼杯面前
Every time we come before the table
我们怎么能够不把感谢赞美献给他
How can we not thank him and praise him
不是因为我们刚强了我们配得领受这样的饼杯
It's not that we are strong that we are worthy to receive the bread and cup
更是当我们软弱的时候
Especially when we are weak.
我们还来到神的面前
We still come before God.
来到饼杯面前
Before the bread and cup.
我们还能够来吃它来喝它
We still can eat of him and drink of him.
主我们怎么我们心怎么能够不被恩感
How can our heart not be moved by grace?
我们怎么能够不把他所当得的敬拜赞美来献
How can we not thank him and give him the praise?
那我们每一次来到饼杯的面前我们必须要知道到底饼杯的意义是什么
Every time we come before the bread and cup we need to know the meaning of bread and cup
在哥林多前书第十章我们所读的经文告诉我们
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us
他说我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗
It's not the cup of blessing which we bless but sharing in the blood of Christ
我们看见在饼杯聚会当中有一个祝福的杯
We see that in the communion service there's a cup of blessing
这祝福的杯乃是主耶稣基督立约的血
This cup is the cup of covenant
主借着他所流出的宝血
Through his blood
与我们立了这个新约
He established the new covenant
他的宝血不仅能够洗净我们一切义
His precious blood can cleanse all our unrighteousness.
叫我们的过犯得以蒙赦免。
Our transgressions is forgiven.
主的宝血成为我们能够来到神面前的确据。
His precious blood becomes the assurance that we can come before the Lord.
我们能够来到施恩宝座面前得恩惠蒙连续做随时的帮助。
We can come before the mercy throne to receive help in daily life.
这是主借着他的血所立约的杯
This is the cup that he has established.
让我们看见那立约的血代表什么意义呢
The blood of covenant, what does it mean?
血代表着它不改变
Blood means it will never change.
因为当人死了以后你发现再也不改变
When a man died, he will never change.
所以主借着他的宝血与我们所立的这个新约
Through his precious blood, he established the new covenant.
他是永远不改变的。
He will never change.
一次我们来领受这个杯的时候，
When we receive this,
我们必须要明白这件。
We have to understand.
就是主借着他的血所与我们所立的新约。
The Lord has established the new covenant through His blood.
是一个不改变的约。
This covenant will never change.
这不改变的约是什么意思呢？
This covenant will never change means.
就是无论我们的光景如何。
No matter what our condition is.
无论我们是刚强也好。
Whether we are weak.
我们是软弱也好。
Or strong.
无论我们是活得好，活得不好。
Whether we live well or not.
无论我们是不是真的是能够讨神喜悦，或是我们实在是在神面前有亏欠。
Whether we can please him or we fall short of pleasing him.
当我们来到主的杯子面前。
When we come before the cup.
我们借着简单的信心。
By a simple faith.
我们就领受了主这个立约的血。
We receive this blood of covenant.
我们看见主与我们所立的约是不改变。
We see the covenant that will never change.
也不能改变。
Cannot be changed.
所以我们能够来领受。
So that we receive it.
我们能够再一次来得着神借的主借的这个立约的血与我们所立的新约。
So we can receive this covenant that he has established through his blood.
而这个立约的血也是存到永远的。
This blood that established the covenant will last forever.
不单是这一次我们这样子来领受主的杯。
Not only this time we receive the cup.
下一次我们还是同样的来领受这立约的血。
Next time we will still receive the blood that established the covenant.
它不仅不改变。
It will never change.
它也存到永远。
It will last for eternity.
那这立约的杯是什么意思呢？
What does it mean, the cup of covenant?
它也是一个祝福的杯。
It is also a blessing cup.
它是一个福分的杯。
It is a cup of blessing.
在诗篇十六章第五节那边，主的话告诉我们。
In Psalm 16:5 tells us.
耶和华是我的产业。
The Lord is my portion.
是我杯中的份。
Of my inheritance and my cup.
是我们的福分。
He is my blessing.
所以我们看见主借着他的血与我们所立的新。
Through the blood that he established the new covenant.
在这个新约的里面。
In this new covenant.
有一切丰富的福分。
There are sufficient blessing.
一切的福分都借着这个立约的杯赐给了我们。
All blessing has given to us through this covenant.
这个约永远不改变。
This covenant will never change.
所以每一次当我们每逢领这样一个主借着他的血与我们所立的这个约，
When we receive the cup that he has established,
我们就坦然无惧可以领受神主借着新约所赐给我们一切丰富的恩典。
We have no fear to receive that all the blessings that he gives us through the new covenant.
一切属灵的福分都已经赐给我们。
All the spiritual blessings has given to us.
特别借着这个立约的杯，
especially through this cup of covenant.
就当我们每次来到饼杯的面前，
every time we come before the table,
当我们从主领受这个杯的时候，
when we receive the cup,
我们是不是在灵里面这领受了这属灵的福分？
Have we received the spiritual blessing?
神一切的丰盛都借着祝福的杯赏赐给我们。
All the spiritual blessing has given us through this cup of covenant.
神也以他自己作为我们的产业。
He himself is our inheritance.
这是何等蒙福的一件事情。
This is such a blessing to us.
这边不仅讲到祝福的杯。
This only, not only speak of the cup of blessing.
讲到立约的杯。
The cup of covenant.
讲到每一次来到主的杯面前，我们都能够坦然无惧来领受这新约所赐给我们一切的福分。
Every time we come before the table, we can receive the blessing.That the covenant has given us.
我们看见我们所拨开的饼，
the bread that we broke,
也是统领基督的身体，
is also receiving the one body.
我们知道当主耶稣在地上，他有一次他这么说，
one time Christ has said,
他说我就是那从天上来生命的粮，
he said, I am the heavenly bread.
他要叫人因着他能够享受这生命的粮。
He wants the people believing him and receive heavenly bread.
他对众人说，我的可吃的，我的血是可喝的。
He said, my meat is to eat and my blood is to drink.
更准确的说，他说我的肉真是可吃，我的血真是可喝。
He said, my flesh is eatable and my blood is drinkable.
他说你们吃我的肉，喝我的血的人就有生命。
Those who drink eat of my meat, flesh, it has life.
主的心意乃是要叫人因着吃他的肉喝他的血能够得着生命并且得着丰盛的生命。
Through eating and drinking, then we will receive life and abundantly.
当那一日主耶稣把这样的话告诉众人的时候
When the Lord shared this message to all,
我们知道许多的人就觉得那个话甚难。
So they think it's so difficult.
他们就离开主耶稣而去。
They left Jesus.
甚至连门徒他们都不太能够明白主所说的这段话。
Even the disciples could not understand what Jesus had said.
所以主耶稣就转过来问说，你们也要像众人一样离我而去吗？
So Jesus turned and asked them, will you leave?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天实在是求主借着圣灵来开启我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to open us.
叫我们能够真明白主所说的话。
So we can truly understand what the Lord has so told us.
就说他的肉真是可吃。
His flesh is eatable.
他的血真是可喝。
His blood is drinkable.
他所讲的那属灵的意义是什么？
What is the true spiritual meaning?
叫我们每次来到饼杯面前。
Every time we come before the table.
当我们来吃饼喝杯的时候。
When we drink the cup and eat the bread.
我们何等需要圣灵的帮助。
We need the Holy Spirit to help us.
好像我们能够真明白我们所领受的是什么。
So we can truly understand what we have received.
也好像我们真的能够从主领受这属灵生命的粮食。
We can receive the spiritual bread from the Lord.
领受这属灵生父的生命的祝福。
Receive the spiritual blessing.
当我们来这里所说，我们来分受这个饼。
When we share this bread.
我们知道我们人虽然这么多。
Even though we are many.
但是我们看见饼却是一个。
But the only one.
无论我们到哪里领受主的桌子
No matter where we partake the bread.
领受饼杯的时候
When we receive the bread,
我们看见只有一个饼
We see only one bread.
因为那个饼就代表主耶稣基督的身体
Because that bread represents the body of Christ.
我们人这么多
Even though we have many.
人就是一个饼
There is only one bread.
这个饼可能小一点
Maybe the bread is small.
但是它仍是一个饼
But there's only one bread.
那是我们的见证。
That is our testimony.
就是见证我们是同于基督的身体有份。
We partake in the body of Christ.
我们乃是在基督的身体里头彼此有交通。
In the body of Christ, we fellowship.
一同领受这个供应。
We receive the supply from Him.
今天如果我们聚会人多了一些。
If there are many that we gather.
我们人就是一个饼。
We still have one bread.
这个饼可能是大一点。
Maybe the bread is bigger.
但是我们每一个人都能够从这个饼里头领受一份。
But we can purchase one bread.
我们都是从基督的身体领受了这一份。
And we receive in the body of Christ.
这个领受剥开的饼。
When we receive the broken bread.
我们能够与主的生命有交通。
We can fellowship with His life.
我们也与众弟兄姐妹在生命里头有交通。
We can fellowship with brothers and sisters in life.
我们能够在这个身体的里头一同享受。神主自己成为我们的福分。
We can enjoy the Himself in the body.
所以我们看见，无论我们在哪里领受主的饼杯
，No matter where we are when we receive the bread，
我们总是统领一个饼。
We only receive one bread.
我们统领主的杯。
We receive His cup.
这边我稍微多说一点点。
I'll share more.
因为直到今日，我们看见仇敌在这个饼杯上面仍然在那里破坏神的心意。
We see that the enemy is still trying to corrupt his will.
因为仇敌知道主看重这样一件事。
Because the enemy knows the Lord see emphasizes bread and cup.
虽然在2000年教会历史当中
，In the 2000 years of history,
教会领受饼主的饼杯的时候
，The church received the bread and cup.
大家在饼的上面基本上没有太大的分歧。
There's no argument about the bread.
因为我们知道圣经主的话清楚告诉我们，我们虽多人是一个饼一个身体。
The Lord tells us even though we are many, there is only one bread.
但是在主的杯的上面就产生了许多的混乱。
But there is a confusion about the cup.
仇敌在那里来搅扰来破坏。
The enemy has stirred up and corrupt.
有的说要一个杯。
One says one cup.
有的是许多小杯。
Other says many small cups.
有的是这样的方式，那样的方式。
They use many different methods.
但是我们发现，因着这样的方式呢，造成合一渐渐的破坏。
Different methods would cause the unity to corrupt.
到一个地步，我们看见有些弟兄姐妹就不与另外的弟兄姐妹彼此有交通。
To the point that some brothers and sisters would not fellowship with others.
那是仇敌的。
That is the work of the enemy.
我们不论我领受的是一个大杯
No matter with a big cup
或是我们从一个杯里面分出许多的小杯
Or from one big cup we separate into small cups
我们看见这杯中的份乃是同样一个源头
We see that the portion in the cup is from the same source
乃是从主的血我们所领受的
We receive from the blood of our Lord
所以求主真是帮助我们
May the Lord helps us.
在这些事情上面我们能够明白并且能够持守那波饼的真理和意义
On these matters that we can keep and truly understand the true meaning of the breaking of bread
因为我们所祝福的杯是统领基督的血
the cup is receiving his blessing
我们所拨开的饼是统领基督的身体
the bread is broken is to receive his body
基督的身体岂是分开的吗
How can the body of Christ be separate?
所以当我们来领受饼杯的时候
When we receive the bread and cup
我们必须持守你的见证
We need to keep the testimony of unity
要让任何外面的事情破坏了在基督身体里合一的见证
Do not allow any other things to corrupt the unity of the testimony
就我们能够在饼杯里头能够得着主所要赐给我们那新约一切的福分
In the bread and cup, so that we can receive all the blessings that the Lord wants to give us.
所以我们真是能够享受主的自己。
So we can enjoy Himself.
我们能够把主所当得的敬拜赞美归给他。
So we can give Him all the praise and worth, thanks that He is worthy of.
那我们波饼聚会，我们应当如何实行呢
？In the communion service, how can we do this?
我们刚刚读到哥罗西书第三章十六节，告诉我们。
In Colossians 3:16 tells us.
他说我们应当心被恩感来歌颂神。
Singing with grace in your hearts to God.
弟兄们，我不晓得今天早晨我们刚刚领受了主的饼杯。
We have received the bread and cup this morning.
当我们在那里唱诗歌、赞美、歌颂神的时候
，When we sing and praise God,
你心里面是不是觉得有被神的恩典所感
？Are you truly moved by His grace?
就真的看到说神是何等的爱了我、恩待了我
？Well, have you seen that you are being blessed?By His grace.
虽然我过去这一周许多的软弱
Even though I was weak this past week.
但今天主还邀请我们还保守我们能够坐在他的宴席
But today He still invites you and asks you to participate in the feast.
来享受他的自己
To enjoy Himself.
我们是不是在那样的一个感恩的里头来把诗歌唱给神
Are we singing with thanksgiving?
有弟兄这样子告诉我们
There's a brother told us.
当我们在那里一同唱诗歌颂神的时候
When we are singing and praise God
如果我们的心里面实在是被神的恩典所充满
If our heart is filled with His grace
我们实在是应该尽我们的心尽我们的意尽我们的力来歌颂神
We need to sing with all our strength with our hearts all our mind to praise Him
我愿意在爱心里面和弟兄姐妹来说一点诚实话
I want to speak truth in love.
我不晓得今天大家歌颂神的时候，我们是不是尽我们的全心、全人，我们尽我们的全力在那里歌颂神
？When we sing to our God, do we sing it with all our whole being?
我印象里面孙弟兄有机会跟他在一起聚集的时候
，I remember when we gather with brother Sun.
我记得孙弟兄他每次唱诗歌的时候都是很大声唱
，He sing with a loud voice.
当然他可能天生啊他嗓门是比我们大
Maybe his voice was naturally loud
但是我觉得不仅他的声音是大的
But I think not only his voice is loud
我觉得我们弟兄也是用他的全心来歌颂神
But I think he is singing with all his heart
他用他的全意来歌颂神
With all his mind
或许我们天生的声音是小一点
Even though our voice is small
但是重点不在于我们的声音是不是大还是小
It doesn't matter our voice is small or loud
不是跟别人的弟兄姐妹来相比
We cannot compare our voice with other brothers and sisters
而是我们全最好的最完全的声音来歌颂神
Do we really use our true voice and the perfect voice to praise God?
当我们歌颂神的时候
When we sing to our God
我们是不是像我们的主为我们倾倒他自己一样我们把我们自己也完全来向神倾倒
We pour out ourselves to God just like Jesus has poured out to us.
所以哥罗西书告诉我们说，心被恩感来歌颂神。
The Colossians tells us that we sing with thanksgiving in your hearts to God.
所以每次我们来到饼杯面前，
Every time we come to the table,
我们实在是求圣灵再将基督的爱充满在我们心里。
We ask the Holy Spirit to fill God's love in our heart.
当我们心里面被神的恩典所充满，
When our heart is filled with His grace,
我们歌颂神的时候，
When we sing to God,
无论你是大声，
No matter you're loud,
无论 你的声音是小的，
Or your voice is low,
都盼望弟兄姐妹能够尽你所能的，就像当日玛利亚一样，我们用我们的歌声来歌颂神。
With all our hearts to Him, just like Mary did.
以弗所书也告诉我们，
In Ephesians tells us,
我们也要口唱心和赞美主。
We sing and making melody with our hearts to the Lord.
这件事情很宝贵。
This is a very precious thing.
我越思想，我觉得这句话实在是太宝贵。
The more I meditate, I think this is so precious.
因为早晨和弟兄姐妹一同唱诗歌的时候，
When I sing with brothers and sisters,
你就发现啊，弟兄姐妹应该都是有开口唱的。
Brothers and sisters all open your mouths have sing.
虽然我们可能唱的还不完全，
Even though we were not perfect,
有些唱的不是那么好，
may not be good.
在这里这句话有一个另外一个重点。
There's another special.
虽然我们嘴巴都唱了。
Even though we open our mouths,
但是我们的心里面合不合呢？
Is our hearts in melody?
那鉴察人心的神在我们中间。
The Lord that examines our hearts is among us.
当我们聚在饼杯的面前，
when we gather before the table,
弟兄姐妹，我们是同领基督的血，也同领基督的身体。
We receive the bread and the cup in communion.
那我们在那里一同的唱同一首歌。
When we sing the same song,
但是我们的心里面是不是彼此是和谐的呢？
Is our hearts in unity?
我们是不是与神是和谐的？
Are we united with God?
我们是不是与我们所亲爱的弟兄姐妹是不是和谐的？
Are we in harmony with our brothers and sisters?
主的话告诉我们，我们乃要口唱心和的来赞美主。
But the Lord says, sing and making melody with your hearts to the Lord.
因为他的身体为我们破碎。
Because his body was broken for us.
他的血为我们流出。
His blood shed for us.
我们虽然有不同的看法，
Even though we have different opinions,
虽然我们有不同的问题，
or different problems,
但当我们在那里赞美主的时候，
But when we praise him,
我们不仅口必须一同的来唱，
We will not only open our mouths to sing,
我们的心必须是相合的，
Our hearts also in harmony.
那样子我们才能够把主所配得的赞美来献给他。
Then we can offer what he is worthy of.
希伯来书也告诉我们，
In Hebrew tells us,
说我们要以颂赞为祭献给神，
to offer thanksgiving as,
这就是那承认 主名之人的嘴唇的果子。
This is the fruit that, for the believers.
所以实在是盼望在擘饼聚会当中，
So in the communion service,
我们这些承认主名的人，
Those who are believers,
我们实在是应当用我们嘴唇以赞美为祭来献给神。
We need to offer our fruit of lips.
这个应该是每一个蒙恩的人，每一个承认主名的人都能够做的。
Those who are believers should be able to do this.
有些时候我们或许不知道到底圣灵现在要我们唱什么诗歌。
Maybe we don't know Holy Spirit want us to sing which song.
有弟兄这样子说。
There's a brother said.
我们擘饼聚会就像是一个交响乐团。
Our communion is just like a symphony.
有不同的乐器。
There are different instruments.
我们有不同的声音。
Different voice.
我们每个人心里面感谢赞美也不同。
Our thanks and praise are different.
弟兄告诉我们，
Our brother said,
在这样的乐团当中，
In this symphony,
圣灵是那个指挥。
The Holy Spirit is the
圣灵在经中运行来感动我们。
He was among brothers and sisters to move them.
那唱诗歌，我们选诗歌唱诗歌啊，就像是那个锣和那个把一样。
When we select hymn, it's just like the bong.
就是会发出很大的声音的。
It'll make a loud voice.
那样砰，让大家很清楚知道。
Very clear.
因为你诗歌一选，大家一唱。
When you select the hymn, then everybody sing.
大家都唱这首诗歌。
Everybody will sing the same.
就像那个锣和钹一样。
It's just like the instrument.
在交响乐团当中，这样一敲，全部人都醒过来了。
Everybody will wake up when you make that sound.
睡着的人都醒来了。
Anybody who was asleep will be awake.
那我们的祷告，我们的赞美。
Our prayer and our
就像那个弦乐器一样。
It's just like the instrument of string.
是非常的优美，在神的耳中。
It's very beautiful to the ears of the Lord.
十几二十把的小提琴拉出来的声音啊，还比不上那个锣这样敲一下的声音。
If 20 violate the same song, then it cannot compare to.
在这个美妙的交响乐的乐章当中。
In this 乐章。
乐章就是 music.
In this music.
不能啊，老是在那里敲锣打鼓打靶，是不是？
You cannot use the same instrument over and over.
你想，如果一个那个大锣啊，那个靶，还一直敲 ，bang bang 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 bang.
If you use the same instrument to make the same song,
这整个这个交响乐啊，就不和谐，就不美了。
The symphony is not in harmony; it's not beautiful.
在交响乐当中呢，那小提琴、大提琴、中提琴，他们可以在那里一直拉，一直拉，非常和谐，在那里一直拉。
Many different types of string, well, they can play continuously.
就整个音乐是非常的优美。
Then the music is very beautiful.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是我们每一个人都应该能够将嘴唇的果子献上为祭。
We can offer our the fruit of the lips a sacrifice.
我们可以有很多的赞美。
We can have many praises.
很多的祷告。
Many prayers.
但是圣灵感动的时候呢，经过一段优美的乐章的时候呢，突然间来一下这个锣或是靶。
Well, after the, you heard the beautiful music, you will hear the loud song.
就带进另外一首诗歌。
Or bring in another hymn.
圣灵就带领我们进到下一个阶段的感谢和赞美。
The Holy Spirit will lead us into the next stage of praise and thanks.
所以我们在交响乐团，我们都是交响乐团当中的那个拉琴的。
We are all members of the symphony that plays the music.
我们要很敏锐那个指挥的带领。
We need to be alert how the conductor is doing.
什么时候呢？啊，要那个锣呢，要那个靶呢，响一下。
When the loud instrument sound.
然后那首诗歌呢就被提起来。
The hymn will be sung.
然后后面的祷告赞美呢就跟上去。
And the prayer and praise will follow.
整个这个乐章在圣灵的带领里面就非常的优美。
And the music is so beautiful under
the
conductor.
就非常的和谢。
It's in harmony.
就是在盼望弟兄姐妹在未来将来在波饼的聚会当中
May the brothers and sisters in the future communion service
我们都一同学习如何来跟随圣灵的带领
We will follow the leading of the Holy Spirit
我们更多的把那的感谢赞美来献给神
We will offer the beautiful thanksgiving to him
这个感谢和赞美呢可能不是很大的
The thanksgiving and praise may not be big
但在神的耳中却是非常悦耳的
But in the ears of our Lord is so beautiful.
就连下一周刚要受浸，受浸完的弟兄姐妹都可以在波饼聚会当中开口祷告。
Even the brothers and sisters that have not been baptized, but will be baptized next week, they can open their mouths and give thanks and praise.
只要我们心被恩感，我们就能够感谢赞美神。
As long as we are moved by grace, that we can give Him thanks.
那波饼聚会呢？我们还需要有一点预备。
And we need to prepare for this communion service.
波饼聚会最重要一件事情。
The most important things in the communion service
就是要来参加
is to attend.
如果我们认识我们明白波饼的意义
if we know the meaning of the breaking of bread
如果我们知道主祭的饼杯所要给我们的祝福
if we know the blessing that through the bread and the cup that he will give us
我们就应该参加
we need to come
我们也应当要把神所配得的敬拜赞美来献给他
we also need to give him theThanksgiving and praise.
那我们来参加呢，是应该怎么样子来预备呢
？When we attend, what we need to prepare?
好，我想讲这件事情呢，不是在当摩这边的事情。
I'm not saying anything about the.
当摩聚会有没有这个情形？ Dumbo. 我不知道。
I don't know what the situation in Dumbo.
我知道在我们聚会里头呢，有这样的一个情形。
In our meeting, we have this thing happen.
就是呢，我们在主的面前、饼杯面前呢，在那里敬拜、赞美、感谢神。
In the bread.Before the bread and cup, when we thank and praise Him,
然后我们开始领受主的饼和主的杯。
When we receive the bread and cup,
就有弟兄姐妹呢，就陆陆续续、陆陆续续来参加。
Our brothers and sisters just came in.
在西南区呢，波饼聚会到差不多12:25就结束。
10:25，
对不
起。The West office will stop the communion service at 10:25.
我听到有服侍的弟兄这样子说。
Some brothers service.
就有些弟兄姐妹到了十点二十。
Some brothers and sisters will come at 10:20.
抓了最后一刻，赶快来到聚会当中。
And、hold on to the last moment they come.
有些时候呢，晚到一个地步呢。
They were delayed to the point.
那饼杯都已经收到前面了。
The bread and cup had been received to the front.
他们还坚持要这个饼杯。
They still insist that they want to take part.
为什么会有这样的一个情形呢？
Why there is situation like this?
难道我们吃那个饼喝那个杯就带给我们有祝福吗？
When we eat of the bread and the cup, do we bring blessing to us?
弟兄姊妹，我们要明白主借的饼杯所要赐给我们的是什么。
Do we need to understand through the bread and cup the Lord wants to give us?
今天我们不是像在天主教里面，
We are not like in the Catholic Church.
吃了这个饼，吃了这个，喝了这个杯，就能够带给我们什么祝福？
When we eat of the bread or drink of the cup, you will have blessing.
乃是那属灵的实际，是神要赐福于我们的。
But the spiritual reality is what the Lord gives us.
所以在擘饼聚会，我们实在是应该预备的心。
So in the communion service, we need to prepare our hearts.
我们必须要按理来吃主的饼，喝主的杯。
We need to receive the Lord according whether we are worthy manner.
那这个理是什么呢？
What is this?Reason.
第一，我们就是要分辨这个饼和这个杯。
We need to discern the bread and cup.
我们要能够分辨这个饼乃是代表主的身体。
We know that the bread represents the body of Christ.
这杯乃是代表主的血。
And the cup represents His blood.
乃是在属灵的里面，我们与神与主有交通。
In the spirit, we fellowship with Him.
我们吃分受主的饼。
When we break this bread,
我们分受主的身体。
When we break his body,
就是与主联合。
We are united with him.
我们与主的主的自己有联合。
We are united with himself.
我们知道我们与主联合，就与主成为一灵。
When we are united with him, we are in one spirit.
所以我们要在这点上面有一个分辨。
We need to judge the
spirit. 当我们领受这个饼的时候，
We receive the bread.
我们知道我们是与主的生命一个联合。
We are united in His life.
既然我们没有主的生命在我们里面，
If we don't have His life in us,
那我们来吃这个饼，
Yeah, we receive the bread.
就不合理。
It's not worthy.
不仅不能叫我们得着属灵的益处，
It's not that we can receive the spiritual benefit.
反而会叫我们得着亏损。
Then we will suffer loss.
另外，我们看到我们领受主的杯，
When we receive the cup,
主的话也说，我们不能喝主的杯，又喝鬼的杯。
The Lord tells us we cannot drink the cup of Him and the enemy.
当我们喝主的杯的时候，
When we drink the cup of the Lord,
我们乃是与主有交通。
We fellowship with Him.
所以我们看见不仅与主有联合，
We not united to Him.
我们与主还有生命的交通。
We fellowship in life.
所以我们必须要认识这件事情。
We have to understand this.
我们要分辨这个饼是主的身体。
We have to discern that the bread is the body of Christ.
这杯是主的血。
The cup's blood.
所以我们必须要分辨我们与主是相。
We have to know that we are united with.
我们是与主在生命里头是有交通的。
We fellowship in life with Him.
当我们这样领受，
When we receive it,
我们就是分辨。
We are discerned.
那我们就能够按理来领受这个饼这个杯。
Then we can receive the bread and cup.
另外一件事就是要省察。
Then we need to examine ourselves.
Yeah. 省察我们。看，不是我们这个人的问题，
Whether we have problem or not,
乃是我们的态度的问题，
But our attitude,
我们配不配的问题。
Are we worthy?
当然知道我们今天从主得着一个生命，
When we receive the life from our Lord,
我们有主的生命在我们里头，我们在地位上是配得的。
we have His life in us, so in position wise, we are worthy.
我们是配得来吃主喝主。
We are worthy to receive the bread and cup.
我们配得与主是联合，我们是与主联合，是与主有交通的。
We are united with Him and we fellowship with Him.
但是我们来到饼杯面前，我们还要省察。
But when we come to the bread and cup, we need to
examine ourselves. 省察什么呢？
What do we examine?
乃是态度的问题。
Is our attitude.
省察我们说是不是还有任何的罪还没有被赦免的。
Whether we are sin had been forgiven.
因为如果我们带着罪来纪念主，
If we have sin and come to remember Him,
假如我们带着罪来与主交通，
And we come fellowship with Him in sin,
我们带着罪来与圣洁的主联合，
And we come with sin to united with Him,
这合不合理呢？
Is that reasonable?
所以我们来到主面前必须要有一段时间我们实在是省察我们自己。
We need to examine ourselves when we come before.
我们需要圣灵来光照我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to enlighten us.
光照我们里头有没有还没有对付的罪。
Enlighten us whether we have repent.
还有没有还没有被蒙主宝血洁净的罪。
Whether there are sins that have not been forgiven.
我们必须要诚实认我们的罪。
We need to repent.
神是信实的。
The Lord is faithful.
神的儿子的宝血必洗净我们一切的不义。
The Son of God will His blood will wash our sins away.
所以当我们要这样省察
When we examine ourselves,
我们就不是匆匆忙来到薄饼聚会当中
It's not that we rush come to the communion.
当我们带着罪来到饼面前
When we come before the bread and cup with sin.
当我们带着罪来吃主喝主的时候
When we eat of him and drink of him with sin.
我们就是得罪主
Then we offended him.
我们自己也受了亏损
Then we suffer our loss.
第二方面我们要省察的是
The second aspect we need to examine.
就是我们是不是还有纷争
Do we have a quarrel?
我们既然是同领基督的血，同领基督的身体
Whether, we have received the same body and the cup,
我们必须在我们里头也要对付这样的一件事
We need to, judge this.
因为基督的身体岂是分开的
The body of Christ is not in divided.
今天如果我们心里面有纷争
If we are divided,
那我们来领受这一个饼这一个杯
When we receive this one bread, one cup,
这不是一个假见证吗
Isn't this a false testimony?
我们必须要做一个真实的见证
We need to bear the true testimony.
我们外面同基督的身体基督的血
When we receive the body of Christ and the blood of Christ,
但是心里面有这样的一个实际
Because we have this reality in our hearts.
就是在弟兄姐妹中间我们是合一的是没有纷争的
Among brothers and sisters, there's no division.
因为基督的身体不是分开的。
Because the body of Christ is not divided.
这样我们的见证就是真的。
Then our testimony is true.
我们的见证能够带进主的同在和主的祝福。
And our testimony can bring His blessing.
最后一点，我们所当省察的，就是说我们是不是还轻看别人，还憎嫌别人呢？
The last aspect we need to examine whether we despise others.
我们是不是还和弟兄怀怨呢
？Do we still have a hatred among?
我们如果带着这样的一个怀怨，带着这样的一个轻看来到主的饼杯面前
，If we come before the table with this hatred and despise,
主的话就要告诉我们
，The word of the Lord tells us.
当你们在祭坛献礼物之前
，When you offer your gifts before the altar.
当我们这样省察我们自己。
When we examine ourselves,
叫我们想起我们跟弟兄跟姐妹还有怀怨
The Holy Spirit reminds we have this hatred to brothers and sisters.
主的话说你如果想起就要把你的礼物暂时留在坛前
If you are reminded then you need to leave your gifts before the altar.
你要先去与弟兄和好
You need to make up with your brothers and sisters.
与弟兄和好了
When you are make up with your brothers and sisters,
没有间隙了
There's no deviation before.
才来到神的面前来献上敬拜赞美为祭
Then you can come and offer thanksgiving as a sacrifice.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是需要圣灵常常来帮助、来光照我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to help us and enlighten us.
叫我们来到饼杯的面前。
When we come before the table.
一方面开启我们，叫我们真认识到我们所领受的饼和杯是什么意义。
Not only know what is the true meaning of the bread and cup.
也叫我们能够在趁早的时间我们来省察我们自己
well, then we will examine ourselves early on.
求圣灵在审判的光中先来光照我们
Holy Spirit enlighten us in the light of judgment
好叫我们实在是配来领受主的饼和主的杯
that we are worthy to receive the bread and the cup
好叫神以切切的饼杯所要赐给我们的祝福能够丰丰富富的临到我们
So the abundant blessing that will come upon us through the bread and cup.
所以实在是盼望弟兄姐妹在以后主日的饼杯之前
May the brothers and sisters in the later communion service.
我们实在是应该在主的面前来省察来分辨
We need to examine and judge ourselves.
也在主的面前求主借着圣灵再把他的爱充满在我们心里
And before the Lord, the Holy Spirit will pour His love into us.
叫我们每一个蒙恩的神的儿女
All the brothers and sisters that are saved by grace.
我们在主的饼杯当中，我们都来跟随圣灵的带领和引导
We'll follow the lead of the Holy Spirit.
我们众人都心被恩感来歌颂神
We are all to sing with grace to God.
我们靠心和来赞美主
And sing with thanksgiving and making melody.
叫我们饼杯的聚会。
So every time the breaking of bread.
因着我们这样子啊，以一个合理的态度来到主的面前。
In a unity and reasonable manner that we come before Him.
叫主的同在充满在聚会当中。
May His presence fill the meeting.
叫圣灵在聚会当中真是能够自由的来运行。
May the Holy Spirit can move freely.
叫我们众人真是口唱心和，把他所当得的敬拜赞美，能够真实的、丰富的，能够堆积在他的面前。
So that we can offer our thanksgiving abundantly before Him.
叫教会也借此能够被建立起来。
And the church may be established.
真是能够成为主耶稣基督的见证和他的彰显。
So the church will become manifestation of Himself.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，虽然我们是愚昧。
Even though we are foolish.
主，虽然我们过去实在是不明白，你借着饼杯要向我们显明的慈爱和恩典。
We did not understand the loving kindness that you want to see.
但是主，愿你借着你自己的话语。
May you through your words.
主，来帮助我们，开启我们。
Help us and open our minds.
主，叫我们真是能够按理来吃饼喝杯。
So that we are worthy to receive the bread and cup.
主，像我们每次来到饼杯面前。
Every time we come to the table.
主，我们真是能够看见你是如何的爱了我们。
We shall see that how you have loved us.
主，愿你的爱常常充满在我们心里。
May your love fill us.
主，像我们众人都能够口唱心和来赞美主。
So that we all can sing and with thanksgiving in our hearts to the God.
主，愿你借着一次一次的拨饼的聚会。
After time after time,
主你来得着我们。
That you will receive us.
主你来与我们同在。
That you will be with us.
主愿我们更多的能够来归。
That we can offer more to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.